Yeah, keep your comments, views and opinions coming into us on the program this morning. We want to hear from you on the program. Now, with me next is our guest who's just back from a trip to the Kingdom of Lesotho, Ristard Pearce. Ristard, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me, you were there for 4 days. This is a country, small country, surrounded entirely by South Africa. It's well known to carry people to the work of Carry Action Lesotho. It's the only independent country that's entirely above 1,000 metres, so a highlands country. You were there with the Tralee Park Runners on tour. Is that right?
Yes, we visited Namibia, which is a wealthy resource country, and they have the Chinese involved laying roads there. Then went to Cape Town and experienced that, which is quite touristy. Then Eswatini, we used the old Swaziland, quite authentically African. And then my comrades from Tralee Park Run returned to Ireland, and I stayed on for 4 days because with the Rotary Club of Tralee, we're involved in supporting Carry Action Lesotho in evolving certain of the projects, including a particular horticultural project, giving family resources to grow their own vegetables, and some of them to get involved commercially in market garden produce.
Mm. $60,000 raised, the Tralee Rotary Club helped to secure that funding for those projects.
Yes, and that's it's a two-year action plan starting last September, where we're going to scale up the horticultural project from just three market garden and about a dozen home ones to it'll be 120 domestic projects and 20 market garden commercial projects. But while I was there, I was shown their a textile training project, which there's very little industry in Lesotho. It's a really poor third world country with very little roads. You know, a 4x4 Jeep was used to navigate the various tracks. The main road runs up along the side of the border with South Africa, but otherwise it's third world, with people living in huts with fires coming out of them. Authentically third world, authentically poor. And what resources we and other European countries are giving to them are really appreciated, particularly in light of the American aid having been stopped by President Trump a couple of years ago.
We think our roads are bad, Ristard, but really we have no idea.
Oh, we were negotiating craters. Carry Action Lesotho is about 1 kilometre down a track. It took about 15 minutes for us to negotiate our way down to it because of the poor conditions of the road, and because of recent rains. Yeah. Then when we went out to visit families in their places, we were having to backtrack or park our vehicle because some roads become muddy and impassable.
They're washed away. Yeah, it's obviously mountainous. A lot of rain falls. They export that rain. I know to South Africa, the water.
Yes.
But I'd imagine it plays hell with their roads as well, and they wouldn't have the resources to maintain it in that difficult sort of climate.
Correct. Now, the Action Lesotho is also involved with other projects. Because of my interest in special needs and caring for people with disabilities, I was taken to see the Fernando Special School run by the missionary sisters, two sisters from India, who on a shoestring are caring for 140 kids.
What was that like, Ristard?
Absolutely moving and joyous because of the positivity there. These kids have Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, autism, and on a shoestring, these missionary sisters are providing education and physiotherapy in most extraordinary conditions. I was given a marvellous welcome by the kids there and shown about the facilities. And then I was taken to a hovel of a hut where seven kids from outlying regions are sleeping on the floor and then coming into a veil of education. And I was particularly moved meeting one child, Tabizo, who is only there 1 month, 9 years old, and is still not able enough to sit up and move. So he's just brought into the centre for 2 hours, and they have made out of cardboard and paper a special chair for him to sit up in. And in 1 month, there's already an improvement in his movement and dexterity, yeah. OT wise. Yeah. It's I feel, Jerry. We're very privileged here in the first world. Yeah, we have minor potholes. We have marvelous resources, marvelous services. It's a mark of civilization how you care for the marginalised, and particularly how you reach out to countries that don't have the resources and you support them in it. Yeah. And Ireland has a wonderful track record through our missionaries and Kerry in its support through Action De Soto, supported by the Rotary Club, to developing and supporting various care institutions and development agencies out in the Lesotho and other places.
It sounds like great work has been done. How can people get involved, Restart, finally, and support?
Action De Soto have in Tralee Shopping Centre have a bookshop and other places, you know. Go in and talk to them, buy some of their produce, sign up, become a volunteer. And also through volunteer groups, my own Rotary Club, but you, other groups that you may have, find out about things in Africa that you can support. Trokera, Concern, Gorta, all these are great agencies who put out appeals. I've been there to see some of the work on the ground, and it is so well worth supporting.
So well worthwhile. Yeah. Richard, brilliant. Thanks for telling us the story of it on the programme this morning. And a listener gets in touch as well. Done to Richard Pearce and friends. A great effort of support, and long may it continue. Thanks for talking to me this morning, Richard. That's Richard Pearce there with us talking about the visit to Lesotho, the work that's done there, particularly for special needs children as well, and the support that they need.